With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Landslide wipes out a village in Sudan's Darfur region, killing an estimated 1,000 people.
A rebel group controlling the area reported the disaster late Monday. The landslide occurred Sunday in the village in central Darfur's Mara Mountains after days of heavy rainfall in late August. The Sudan Liberation Movement Army says initial information indicates the death of all village residents, with only one survivor. Rebel officials also say the landslide completely leveled the village.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, the rebel group is appealing to the UN and international aid groups to help recover the bodies. Earthquake in Afghanistan has now killed at least 900 people, injuring 3,000 more. The quake strike has caused extensive damage and destroyed entire villages. It is believed that hundreds of people are possibly still trapped in the rubble. Hefty import taxes on pharmaceuticals. Here's Jennifer King with that story.
President Trump is promising another round of tariffs on a category that's been spared so far, pharmaceuticals.
We want pharmaceuticals made in our country.
His trade deal with Europe includes a 15% drug tariff, and now the president is talking about duties of 200% for other countries to bring back manufacturing and secure supply chains. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit for pharmaceutical products was nearly $150 billion. President Trump says he'll delay drug tariffs for a year to 18 months to give companies a chance to stockpile and move factories to the United States. Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump administration tried to deport Guatemalan children. Advocates for the kids filed suits to stop the removals. Federal judge temporarily blocking the deportations. This is SRN News. A lawmaker from Finland is going to court again.
6 years ago, Päivi Räsänen tweeted out Romans 1:27, which condemns homosexuality. She was then charged under Finland's laws on crimes against humanity. She's been in court ever since. Now, despite having been acquitted on the charges in 2022 and 2023, the state is appealing to the Finnish Supreme Court in a case that will be heard in October. Religious freedom advocates say the country's hate crimes laws are absurd. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians and conservatives have cheered President Trump's judicial nominees, but many are not aware that he depends heavily on one legal group to help him in making the selections. Federalist Society, founded in 1982 with the goal of providing intellectual spaces for conservative law students whose views are often dismissed by the legal field. This is SRN News. Well, this year has seen fewer foreigners visiting the United States. Rich Thomason reports.
Tourism industry insiders say it's a trend, one that is showing no signs of reversing. U.S. government data confirms an overall drop-off in international arrivals. Figures from the National Travel and Tourism Office show more than 3 million fewer international arrivals in the first 7 months of the year. It's preliminary data that does not include travelers from Canada. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Price of gold hitting a new record and world shares mixed after U.S. markets closed, of course, for Labor Day. U.S. futures little change. Gold gained 1.4% at $3,571.50 per ounce early Tuesday, surpassing an earlier record that had been set in April. More details at srnnews.com.